from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Ray, and today's edition. We will present some segments for you, starting from news across the country and other interesting information as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news, so stay with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. President Prabowo Subianto and President of the United Arab Emirates hold bilateral meeting, witness MOU signings. Indonesia pushes for technological innovations to support green industry. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and President of the United Arab Emirates Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan or MBZ held a bilateral meeting at Qasr Al Watan, Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates on Saturday. According to a statement received in Jakarta, the two leaders witnessed the signing of several memorandums of understanding related to industry and advanced technology, energy, health, culture, tourism, mining, and infrastructure. They also include government development and renewal, among other things. President Prabowo Subianto landed in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, on Saturday after wrapping up his state visit in London, where he met with several key figures, including King Charles III, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and UK Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner. Indonesia's Ministry of Industry creates technological innovations to support the transformation of the green industry in line with President Prabowo Subianto's vision to reduce carbon emissions. The ministry has prepared services such as continuous emission monitoring system audits, verification of domestic component levels, green industry certification, and others to accelerate decarbonization in the industrial sector. On Saturday, the ministry's head of the Industrial Service Standardization and Policy Agency, Andi Rizaldi, stated that the innovation was the contribution of the Technical Service Unit to strengthening the green industry and optimizing services. Those units under the agency must be able to make real contributions to strengthening the green industry and optimizing industrial services and resources. Indonesian Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection Arifah Khoiri Fauzi has assured that the victims of the Mount Lewo Tobi Laki-Laki eruption in East Flores are in good health and safe. She made the remarks during a visit to an evacuation post set up in Bokang Wolomatang village, East Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. According to an official statement issued on Saturday, during her visit, Minister Fauzi emphasized the importance of ensuring the health and well-being of children, women, and elderly at the refugee post. She stated the collaboration and mutual assistance between parties were evident in the disaster response. As of 8 p.m. November the 22nd, the number of displaced people affected by the Mount Lewo Tobi eruption had reached 12,962. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stressed that the United States was dedicated to a diplomatic resolution in Lebanon and urged Israel to improve dire conditions in Gaza. In a call Saturday, November the 23rd, with his Israeli counterparts Israel Katz, Austin reiterated U.S. commitment to a diplomatic resolution in Lebanon that allows Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return safely to their homes on both sides of the border. A spokesman for Katz said the defense minister underscored that Israel would continue to act decisively in response to Hezbollah's attacks on civilians' population in Israel. During the call, Katz commended U.S. efforts to facilitate de-escalation in Lebanon, emphasized Israel's commitment to restoring security that would enable northern residents to return to their homes safely. His spokesman said, U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein was in Lebanon and Israel this week, meeting with both countries' senior officials to try to negotiate an end to the war. Around 300 families fled sectarian violence on Saturday in northwest Pakistan as fresh sectarian clashes killed another 32 people. Sporadic fighting between Sunni and Shiite Muslims in the mountainous Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province bordering Afghanistan has killed around 150 over the past months. A senior official told AFP that more families were preparing to leave the province's Khurram district. The latest violence drew condemnation from officials and human rights groups. The Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan urged authorities this month to pay urgent attention to the alarming frequency of clashes in the region, warning that the situation has escalated to the proportion of a humanitarian crisis. Families and teachers protested in Valencia on Saturday to demand action over schools damaged by the deadly floods and killed over 220 people in eastern Spain and affected thousands of children's education. Holding posters demanding the resignation of Valencian leader Carlos Mazón, protesters marched through the Spanish city almost a month after the country's worst natural disaster in decades on October the 29th. Controversy over the regional government's handling of the flood still rages, and a teachers' union accused it of leaving the cleanup to teachers and pupils. Mazón has been accused of sending flood warnings to residents too late. He has admitted he had made errors but refused to resign and said the body responsible for measuring water flows run by the national government failed to send sufficient warnings. Countries at the COP29 Climate Change Summit in Baku adopted a $300 billion global finance target to help poorer nations cope with the impacts of climate change, a deal roundly criticized by its intended recipients as woefully insufficient. The agreement clinched in overtime at the two-week conference in Azerbaijan's capital was meant to provide momentum for international efforts to curb global warming in a year destined to be the hottest in record. The agreement replaces a rich country's previous commitment to provide $100 billion per year in climate finance, a goal that was met 2 years late in 2022. In which expires in 2025. The deal also lays the groundwork for next year's climate summit to be held in the Amazon rainforest of Brazil, where countries are meant to map out the next decade of climate action. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on Filipino death row convict in drug case, transferred, not released by Indonesia. Filipino President Ferdinand Romualdo Marcos Jr. on Wednesday, November the 20th, issued an official statement regarding the planned return of Mary Jane Veloso, a Filipino citizen sentenced to death in Indonesia for a drug smuggling case. In a statement published via Instagram social media at Bongbong Marcos, the Philippine president expressed his deep gratitude to Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and the Indonesian government for this goodwill. This decision, according to him, is a reflection of the depth of the partnership between the Philippines and Indonesia, which is based on a shared commitment to justice and compassion. Regarding this, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Correction, Yusril Ihza Mahendra, stated that the return of Mary Jane Veloso is a form from the transfer of prisoner from Indonesia to the Philippines at the request of the Philippine government.
Bukan memberikan pengampunan atau bukan memberikan pembebasan kepada narapidana warga negara asing yang dijatuhi hukuman.
Not granting pardon nor release to foreign national prisoners sentenced by our courts, but we are implementing a policy which in criminal law terms is called the transfer of prisoners. Yusril Ihza Mahendra added that the transfer of prisoners is possible after the country concerned meets the requirements submitted by the Indonesian government.
Pertama, mereka harus mengakui putusan pengadilan kita, menghormati putusan pengadilan kita, dan negara kita berwenang untuk mengadili warga negara
mereka. First, they must acknowledge our court's decision, respect our court's decision, and our country has the authority to try their citizen if they commit a crime in the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. And at the request of the country concerned, we transfer the prisoner, and the country concerned is obliged to carry out the remaining sentence that has been served by the prisoner in Indonesia. The responsibility for fostering prisoners to carry out the Indonesian court's decision is handed over to the country concerned. Until now, according to Yusril Ihza Mahendra, three countries have submitted requests for the transfer of prisoners to Indonesia, namely Australia, England, and France. Meanwhile, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Philippines for Migration Affairs, Eduardo Jose de Vega, said that his party did not yet know for sure when Mary Jane Veloso would arrive in the Philippines. However, he confirmed that Mary Jane Veloso will continue serving her sentence before receiving clemency. The Philippine government has confirmed that it will not impose the death penalty because it has been abolished since 2006.
If she gets here and when she gets here, she will not immediately be released. It means we will commit to detain her until such time that we've a mutual agreement that she could be given clemency. But at least she would be here. So thank you again, Indonesia. And it's a gesture of the strong leadership of our president, his friendship with the new president of Indonesia, and the commitment of the Philippine government for our overseas nationals.
Mary Jane Veloso was arrested at Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta in April 2010 for carrying 2.6 kilograms of heroin. After a trial in October 2010, Mary Jane Veloso was sentenced to death by the Sleman District Court, Yogyakarta. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with November the 24th, 1991, the death of Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury was an English singer, songwriter, and record producer, and the lead vocalist of the rock band Queen. He is considered one of the greatest singers in the history of popular music. Freddie Mercury was known for his flamboyant stage persona and 4-octave vocal range. Mercury was also ranked 18th on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 greatest singers ever in 2008 and ranked 2nd on Rolling Stone's Reader's Choice list in 2011. Mercury was described by AllMusic as one of the greatest rock performers of all time, with one of the greatest voices in any genre. Moving on to November the 24th, 2013, Iran signs an agreement with the P5+1 nations. The P5+1 is the name given to the group of major powers that have been engaged in diplomatic efforts with Iran over its nuclear program since 2006. These countries are the 5 permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, namely the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, plus Germany. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif and European Union High Representative Catherine Ashton, who led the P5+1 negotiating team, signed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action on November the 24th, 2013. It required Iran to reduce and limit its nuclear enrichment by 2/3 of its total nuclear capability and to discontinue its uranium and enrichment facilities by 2030. The shooting down of the Russian Sukhoi Su-24 on November the 24th, 2015 becomes the last note of today in history of Voice of Indonesia. The shooting down of the Russian Sukhoi Su-24M aircraft occurred on November the 24th, 2015. The aircraft was shot down by an F-16 aircraft belonging to the Turkish Air Force near the Syrian and Turkish borders. According to Turkey, the aircraft was shot down in Turkish airspace, where the aircraft passed through Turkish territory for 2.19 kilometers for 17 seconds and had been warned as 10 times. Russia denied that the aircraft left Syrian airspace. Russian military satellite data showed that the aircraft was shot down in Syrian territory. That was today in history.
Listener, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our listener, wherever you are and who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Siddhartha Bhattacharya in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German program through frequency of 4755 kHz with CO 444. In his emails, he asked to send him a program schedule, calendar 2025 view cards, sticker, stamps, pennants, coat pins, flag, and other promotional material which is available with printed QSL. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending recording audio of German broadcasts. It's so clear for your request. I have forwarded your email to the German section. And as an appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and thank you and enjoy this song.
lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak, beri-beri tubuhmu pesona. Oh, hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu di layar, para sibuk berselancar.
Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona,
That was the first song, and you are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also through website and www.voinews.id. In today's edition, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia optimizes team sports at the 2028 LA Olympics. Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, said it will optimize the potential of team sports to be able to qualify more athletes for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. As quoted from Antara in an official statement on Wednesday, he said the target was in accordance with the direct instructions from President Prabowo Subianto, who wanted more Indonesian athletes to qualify for the Olympics. According to Oktohari, the target was conveyed by Prabowo Subianto when he attended the 2024 Paris Olympics. As is known, at the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indonesia qualified 29 athletes, or more than the participation in the previous four editions of Olympics. To achieve this target, Raja Sabta Oktohari said, the Indonesian Olympic Committee also continues to conduct international diplomacy with other countries and international sport federations. This cooperation will be carried out in the form of coaching or exchange of athlete training between national federations of the two countries related to bilateral and multilateral participation in competitions and training. In addition to diplomacy, it also encourages the government and the House of Representatives to provide affirmative support, including tax incentives for the private sector that supports sports development as done by the United States, which is a strong country in the field of world sports achievements. Another proposal from the Indonesian Olympic Committee to the government is the addition of a corporate social responsibility CSR program that focuses on developing sports that have great potential that face significant funding challenges. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Haidir Hasim in Malaysia. He was listening to German programs through frequencies of 4755 kHz at 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC with SINPO 44344. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for sending your reception report in the form of audio recording. It's so clear. I have forwarded your email to the German section, and please be patient for the reply. So keep listening to our broadcast through frequency of 3325 kHz or 4755 kHz, and you can also monitor our broadcast through streaming in voinews.id. As an appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you, and here is the song.
Ketuk pintu di hatiku, meskipun ku tak mau. kau dekati diriku. Namun saat aku buka pintu di hatiku, tiada lagi dirimu. Kau menjauh dariku. Mengapa kini kau harus pergi di saat ku telah jatuh hati?
Atas segalanya, mengapa,
mengapa
dia tak berpihak pada cinta kita? Oh, hingga kemarau ku bersemi, izinkan aku menanti kau buka pintu hatimu kembali. Oh, sayangku tak bisa kecewa. Kau buatku mati rasa, meski ku bernyawa. Sayangku tak bisa. Kau buat hati ini lulu jatuh cinta.
That was the second song, and you are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequencies 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and website in www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment we will present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells you about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Tengkleng, Indonesian cuisine from Solo, Central Java. In Indonesian culinary culture, there are various kinds of dishes that are not only appetizing, but also rich in educational values. One of the typical dishes that has these values is Tengkleng, which is known as a typical Central Javanese dish made from goat meat, especially the bones or ribs, and rich spices such as shallot, garlic, coriander, candle nuts, turmeric, ginger, galangal, and lemongrass. Historically, during the colonial time before the Indonesian independence in 1945, only the Dutch and the nobility could enjoy goat meat. The rest, like head, feet, and bones, were left for the workers and cooks. Then the cook recooked the bones, which is of course still had a little meat, attached to them into a delicious dish, and this tengkleng was created, which is almost similar to goat curry, but the sauce is thinner. The process of making goat tengkleng, first the goat meat, which today is included, and bones are washed clean and boiled until tender. Then saute the ground spices consisting of shallot, garlic, turmeric, ginger, coriander, with lemongrass, bay leaves, and galangal until fragrant. The boiled goat meat and bones are then put into a sauteed spices, added with some water and coconut milk. The cooking process is slow, so that all the spices are perfectly absorbed into the meat. In fact, tengkleng, which originally comes from the Solo area, Central Java, now has become a popular dish throughout Indonesia. The Javanese, who like to put some philosophy in their dishes, say in tengkleng there are several educational values, such as cooperation. In making tengkleng, cooperation between various ingredients and spices is needed. This teaches us about the importance of cooperation in achieving common goals. In addition, it also teaches diversity. Tengkleng uses ingredients such as goat meat, spices, and mushrooms. This teaches us about the importance of appreciating the diversity and uniqueness of each element in the natural world. Tengkleng is not just a delicious dish, but also has deep cultural values. In every presentation, tengkleng is a symbol of friendliness and togetherness. In many regions in Indonesia, tengkleng is often served at special events, such as weddings, holidays, and family gatherings. This dish is a bridge that connects generations, carrying stories and traditions that are passed down from generation to generation. As mentioned before, tengkleng is a delicious dish and is full of educational values. Through cooperation, friendliness, and togetherness in the process of making and serving tengkleng, we can learn about the importance of these values in everyday life. Enjoying tengkleng not only pampering the tongue, but also learning about life and the important values in it. So, if you are on vacation in Indonesia and are around the city of Solo, Central Java, you should try this legendary tengkleng dish. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again next time with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment, Listener's Mailbag, I would like to reply an email from Jyrki Tominen in Finland. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending recording audio of our broadcast. I have heard the audio and it seems our broadcast is in Dutch. The recording result is not clear enough, so I'll inform the technical division. Thank you for your report, sir. And as an appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song just for you. And listener, wherever you are, as information, you can access our broadcast Voice of Indonesia through 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, also in 778 0 kHz, relayed by WRMI in Miami at 800 hours to 900 hours UTC. If you have suggestion or criticism, please send them to voilistener@gmail.com. Again, in voilistener@gmail.com. Thank you, and please enjoy this song.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we heard today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. What we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it threw my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over. I'm free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want, that I don't want this for you and me. Oh, and I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask.
You've just listened to the third song, and for the next segment, we will present to you Miss Lydie.
Today's miscellany is featuring Rumah Indonesia in France promotes flavors of Indonesia. Rumah Indonesia in France or La Maison de l'Indonésie promotes Indonesian archipelago cuisine through an event called The Flavor of Indonesia to welcome winter in France. It is part of gastro diplomacy with the aim of introducing Indonesian flavors by promoting typical food and beverage products. The Flavors of Indonesian promotional event is divided into several activities starting in December 2024. As quoted from Antara, several activities held at the Flavors of Indonesia, including special tasting chocolate, which will be held from December 6 until 8. Rumah Indonesia's participation is representing Indonesia at the Christmas market on December 14 at Place de la Bastille, Paris. At the special tasting chocolate event at the LMDI shop, Rumah Indonesia in France will introduce typical Indonesian chocolate, which is processed into various types of food such as rendang chocolate, lapis legit chocolate, durian chocolate, sambal chocolate, cendol chocolate, klepon chocolate, and so on. Collaborating with Chef Stanley Rutten from Rumah Rasa in the Netherlands, the three-day event will introduce these foods with a selection of typical Indonesian drinks such as jamu or herbal drink, coffee, and tea. To participate in the Christmas market, Rumah Indonesia will represent Indonesia in a culinary festival that will be attended by hundreds of participants from other countries in the world. The event will present typical Indonesian food and drinks such as rendang, palm sugar milk coffee, tubruk coffee, jamu, and also bring other Indonesian products. The event is the first held in Paris and is the largest international Christmas market in Paris. In addition to these promotional events, Rumah Indonesia in France or La Maison de l'Indonésie also serves typical Indonesian food and drink products every day, from Tuesday to Sunday. That was Miss Selini.
Lama dekati kamu, rangkai bunga dan kata, yeah, senyum mendengar cinta yang nyaring, lalu mengapa kau berpaling? Adakah mata hati yang salah membaca pertanda? Ternyata menyakitkan. Kau beli dia. cinta di depan mata, tak mampu lagi ku berkata
kata cinta sia-sia.
Setahun lebih ku mencoba.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999. And became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, wow, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan, terjatuh sendiri seperti tiada teman. Kita yang tak didengar, tenang jangan kau diam. Kamu tak sendiri.
Thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through short waves of frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia. Instagram in VOI _official, and also send your email to voilistener@gmail.com. Again, in voi@gmail.com.